Welcome back to Current TV News. I'm Carly.
And I'm Jasmine.
And today we're going to be talking about
the Grammys.
Woo! Sort of changing it up, talking about a music show versus like a scripted TV series. Mm-hmm. Okay, where do we want to start?
Well, I think we should start talking about the performances. For example, Tori Kelly.
With James Bay. Oh. Love both of them. It was amazing.
They set up the new artists, like, nominations and the mm-hmm. awards were after that performance. And I was like, who's going to win? Like, that was just so amazing. Like,
So let's talk about that, because yeah. neither of them won. And it was kind of surprising that Meghan Trainor won.
Like, what?
Because she's been out for a while. Like, she's not as new as definitely
not
the
new
other
artist.
Ones. But I guess it has something to do with, like, the cutoffs, which is sort of, like, why Adele's album, for example, wasn't nominated for any of the Grammys at this
Yeah,
one.
It didn't make sense. I mean, Meghan Trainor has already won a Grammy, so how can she possibly be yeah. new and up and coming? Like, that title doesn't fit yeah. her.
So that sort of felt unfair to me, especially because all the other artists were, like, super talented and kind yeah. of, at least, I guess we felt, deserved it more. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about other performances. Adele.
Okay, the sound went out.
Yes.
I was like,
that was not her fault.
Who is responsible for that? You just, like, you cut off the sound between me and heaven. Like, yeah, you can't just do that.
What do you think of Justin Bieber? The acoustic.
I love Justin Bieber. Before I say anything, I love Justin Bieber. I am a huge fan. For those who know me, I listen to him very often. His body was a screensaver on my phone.
Wow. Wow, Justin.
But, however, his performance was not up to par with everyone else.
Not I feel one of his best.
He tried to change up Love Yourself. However, like, the background, like, that he was strumming on his guitar didn't really match his voice mm-hmm. and the tune of the song. And it just didn't really add up. And then the chorus came and it started to, like, blend better.
Yeah.
But then he tried to do, like, this very, like, cool note at the end and try and, like, get up there, but his, like, he was really off key and it was just
He's still trying to come back.
I mean, he came back afterwards with Diplo and all of them, and that was a cool performance.
Kendrick Lamar. Yeah. Now, I don't really know a lot of Kendrick Lamar's music, but I thought that his performance was, like, really, like, interesting mm-hmm. and intense.
It really sent a message. I think he's mm-hmm. trying to say something about the Black Lives Matter movement. He, like, blended different things between, like, like, African cultural things in there, and then also, like, blending it with Compton and trying to, I guess, like, relay a message about, like, where we came from and, like, where we are now and mm-hmm. just, like, how those both combine and stuff.
I'm pretty sure he was nominated for the most Grammys of, like, anyone. I think it was, like, some high number, like, 11.
Yeah, and he won.
Which is crazy.
Didn't he win Best Rap Artist as
Very
well?
Possibly.
I thought that that was really cool. We're going to check on that.
Yeah, he did. Okay.
But speaking of, like, Black Lives Matter thing, like, Beyonce also came out with her recent new song, Formation, and she was not in attendance, along with Kanye West, Jay-Z,
Rihanna.
Yeah.
So that was interesting that none of them were there.
I thought that
Even
was
though
crazy.
They're, like, big names, obviously.
Yeah, they're huge, like, important artists.
Speaking of Kanye West, let's jump to Taylor Swift, who won Album of the Year. Congrats mm-hmm. to her for 1989. Her acceptance speech, though, most of you probably were aware that Kanye and Taylor have had what I guess you could call beef in the past.
Where's the
After
beef?
The whole, I'm going to let you finish, but with the whole Beyonce thing. But recently, there was another issue where he wrote a not-so-nice lyric about her in one of his songs. So to combat that, in her acceptance speech, she didn't directly call him out, but it was
pretty obvious.
Yeah.
So the line in the song, a little bit of it is profanity, but, like, the gist of it is, like, he made her famous based on him calling her out at the Grammys for not deserving
so
an award.
So him taking credit for her success, basically. So her acceptance speech was basically, like, there are going to be people sometimes that are going to try and, like, cut you down and try and take credit for your success, but just know that that's not true because you're the one that did it, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
That was basically
I thought that was really nice. I mean, Taylor Swift is, like, a really nice person. It seems like she really has that good brand, I think, with her fans. And it was so cute how she came with Selena Gomez. Mm-hmm. I thought that that was really cute. Like,
best friend goals.
Yeah.
And then when Taylor won and Selena was, like, so happy for her, it was so cute.
Well, anyways, this was also, like, a really important year because they brought together musicals, like Broadway musicals.
Yes.
With the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those musicals was Hamilton, which actually performed from their theater in New York.
Live, which was so cool.
It was amazing. I love Hamilton personally. Mm-hmm. I listen to the album. The soundtrack. Like,
it's just like, it's a really groundbreaking show because they incorporate so much
rap
hip-hop.
Music.
Yeah. Which is like nothing. Like, and I don't know if you've like seen In the Heights, but there's like similar sort of like some rapping, but it's not like the entire thing. And it's also like educational.
Yeah.
Because it's about like Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah, it was just surprising to me because one of my friends was like, hey, go listen to the Hamilton soundtrack. And I was like, what? Like, this is just about, like, presidents. It's probably going to be boring, like, Opry sounding. And I was like, and then it's just, like, all this, like, rap. And I'm, like, so confused about why. I was like, is Kanye on this thing? But it was, like, so great and so innovative. And it really deserved its award. It won Best Soundtrack.
And it was funny because when Lin-Manuel won, his acceptance speech was, he, like, rapped it.
Yeah, I thought that was really funny. Cool. That would have been really cool to be in the audience for that show.
Yeah, but tickets are extremely hard to get and very, very expensive.
Yeah.
Because it's so high in demand.
Yeah, I think the closest I'll be getting it is November of 2020.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Also, this year, they unfortunately, there was a passing of David Bowie.
Mm-hmm. So Lady Gaga had big tribute to him. I thought it was pretty great. Like, I think she did a good job.
Yeah. He was a really great artist. He did a lot for the music industry. And it was really great that they did that for him, you know what I mean? And they mentioned him a lot, which was nice.
Yeah.
I feel like that was good. They also did a big tribute performance for Lionel Richie. Not that he's dead.
Yeah, nope, still living, but for Lifetime Achievement.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's see. Who sang?
Demi Lovato,
John Legend.
And I'm forgetting the last one.
Me too. Oh, Meghan Trainor.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And John Legend's voice. So good. And Demi sounded amazing, too.
Yeah.
On Hello. Oh, my goodness.
Lionel Richie was nodding along when Demi Lovato was saying. He was just really feeling it.
Slayed
he was
that.
So impressed. And I was so impressed.
Me too.
Like, her voice has really just grown as... And it was really... I had so much respect for her. Like, how do you do that? Like, it was really great. That was basically sums up the Grammys.
Yeah.
And amazing performances by really talented artists, new and old, all brought together. What was your favorite performance, Carly?
Probably Tori Kelly and James Bay, just because I love both of them a lot and both of the songs that they sang a lot.
Yeah. That was really nice.
Yeah.
I really liked Pentatonix with Stevie Wonder.
Mm.
I thought that was really cute. And, like, Stevie Wonder also, he got to open the package.
Oh, yeah. And that was so funny. He was like, you can't read this because it's Braille. Ha ha. Like, just, like, as a joke. Even though, like,
and he was like, you can read Braille. Like, in a little kid's voice. And I thought that was so cute. And it was just, like, really nice. But anyways.
I'm excited for next year's when Adele will probably win everything.
Yes.
Which is deserving.
She deserved to be nominated for something this year.
But it's like there was like a cutoff. I don't know exactly like when it is, but that's why she
I'd really
nominated.
Like to know how the Grammy process works. Because I looked online about how it works, and it's very lucrative the way how they explain it. Like, there's just a society of people who...
like Jews,
yeah,
basically.
But like they don't name who's on it or anything. Well, I guess that makes sense, but it's also like...
Yeah.
They don't really go into a lot of detail about it. So, about how they make their decisions. But
something to look into.
Yeah. So anyways, Thank you for listening. It was a great Grammys this year.
Yep. We'll see you next time
on Current TV.